Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
One of the hardest things is when you let people go. And Kevin O'Connell, the great head coach of the Minnesota Vikings at that point, was a backup quarterback. And I remember he comes into the office. Again, it's going to be awkward. And barely sits down. And as like he's descending into the seat, I'm like, Kevin, we got to let you go. And everyone's like, geez, Mike, if you're going to fire somebody, can you at least let them sit down before you do it? And it was awkward. And every time I watched it, it was even more cringeworthy.
Mike Tannenbaum on ESPN. I don't like him. Tannenbaum. What did he do? Why is he on ESPN? He ran the Jets and the Dolphins. Because that went great. Really, that's his resume, right? He ran the Dolphins and the Jets. Did he ever make the playoffs? He's probably the GM when the Jets make the AFC Championship, I'm assuming. 2006, 2012. So that would line up. He's just got some of the worst. This isn't a take, although it's pretty rough. Guy hasn't sat down in his chair and you cut him. He's got some of the worst trade ideas ever. Didn't he have someone should have traded 4 first round picks for? Oh, it was a pass rusher, wasn't it? Was it Myles Garrett? Was it a Myles Garrett one? 4 first-round picks and other stuff?
I think he was talking about the Steelers, wasn't he?
Maybe. Maybe it was T.J. Watt. Either way, Kevin O'Connell, by the way, the subject of that clip, Vikings head coach, he's probably one of my favorite 3 coaches in the league right now. He just gets it. Great play caller, great quarterback developer. He's done a good job without having an elite guy, Cousins and then Sam Darnold. So we'll see what he can do with J.J. McCarthy. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe. I want to get to the team I'm most curious about in the NFL this year that isn't the Bills. Bills OTAs open up today. So Sal's on his way down there. Be at the stadium. You have some media availability a little bit later on. Sean McDermott will carry that live on the Extra Point Show a little bit later on today. So stay tuned for that. We will see if James Cook is there. And we'll see if Josh Allen is there because his wedding is supposedly this weekend.
Go ahead. On his Instagram story, he is currently doing the 117 holes of golf. There's a video of him teeing off.
Okay.
At least that's what I saw on his Instagram story.
I wonder if that's somewhere else, because I thought he was not supposed to be participating in that.
Maybe it's a video
Sal
from
is emceeing that
another year, but
I believe, well, we'll see. I don't know if Josh will be there or not. Maybe. Either way, we'll see if Allen is there at OTAs, and we'll see if James Cook is there. Allen wouldn't be for, you know, it would just be, well, is he there for the wedding or not? James Cook. Is he going to just end any notion that there's a contract dispute or a holdout or a hold-in coming by being there today? He doesn't have to be there today. It's voluntary. It's not mandatory. So I don't think it would be a massive story if he's not there, but it would be enough of a story to keep it on your radar. Keep thinking about it. Keep wondering about what will happen at minicamp, what will happen at training camp if he's not there today. So that's all ahead. And to get to the team I'm most curious about, as you also want to get to our earlier conversation about who the most underappreciated Bill is, NFL.com had Dorian Williams for that. I've got some Twitter answers on that. One person put, buddy of mine, actually put Sean McDermott, which has had some reaction on social media. Rob in Connecticut's got a thought on both, though. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Joe. Welcome back. I'm glad you enjoyed vacation. Thanks. You, Josh, for taking my call. I definitely Sean McDermott was definitely on my radar as far as unappreciated. But if you want to go player, I would say DeMar Hamlin. You know, he really put in a lot of work to get back to where he is. So I don't, you know, everybody always had something to gripe about him, but he always seemed to come up big when we needed him. So I feel he was unappreciated. As far as I'm curious about in the NFC, I'm looking at the New York Giants and who they picked up. And see how they can bounce back this year. And as far as the AFC, I'm looking at Jacksonville. I want to see if Trevor Lawrence can bounce back, especially with a couple of pickups that Jacksonville did, and see what Duvall does. Yeah. So we'll see what happens this year, all right? Keep doing what you're doing, Joe. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob. I'm glad you mentioned or said the Jaguars, because that is my answer also. And it is not just because – they drafted Travis Hunter, and we're all going to look to see how does he do, where does he play, how much does he play. That's an interesting storyline, too. But it's Jacksonville because I like the coach. They play in a weak division. And the quarterback, I think, is the most interesting for figuring out how good he is this year. It is time to figure out what is Trevor Lawrence. And you could expand that, because right now in the AFC, you have a clear tier break. You've got your elite MVP quarterbacks at the top. You've got Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, and Burrow. Those four are all cemented. Those are awesome guy, awesome quarterbacks, franchise quarterbacks. They can put up 4,000-5,000 yards if they need to. They're going to get to the playoffs unless everything goes wrong like it did in Cincinnati last year, and they still barely missed. The top guys in the conference, okay? Then you've got, I think, unless I'm missing one, you've got three pretty talented quarterbacks that just haven't quite put it together yet behind that. And a feeling that all three are capable of putting it together and jumping up with those top four guys, but they haven't done it. And one of them, it's almost a little unfair because it's only been 2 years, and that would be C.J. Stroud. I think Stroud is seen as, well, this guy is talented. I mean, that rookie year was historically good. Big step back last year, but his offensive line was terrible and all these reasons why he actually didn't have that much help. But Stroud is capable. And it's only year two, so I don't know how many people would be ragging on him right now. Probably not that many. But nobody would also put him in that top four and make it a top five. Not yet. The other two, where I would put them with Stroud in that category of people think they're capable, but it hasn't happened, are Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence. And for Lawrence, there was so much. I mean, you go to his Pro Football Reference page, and what is, I mean, some of these nicknames are silly, and you've never heard them actually referred to, right? Like Josh Allen's the Winter Soldier on Pro Football Reference. It's not a commonly used nickname. Not to say no one's ever used it, but it's not common. Trevor Lawrence is the prince who was promised. He was hyped as an elite quarterback prospect. Can't miss. Best in 10 years since Andrew Luck. And he's not been bad, but he has not at all inserted himself in the conversation with Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, and Burrow. Not even close. He's made the playoffs. He's even won a playoff game, but not even close. And now it's time to do it. He is 25, will be 26 during this season. So the age isn't the reason, but it's going into year five, and now your team's doing everything it needs to. They've brought in a really good offensive coach who got great results out of Baker Mayfield. They added a premier receiver prospect to go with an already premier receiver in Brian Thomas Jr. Like, they're giving you what you need to take those steps, and now he's got to do it. And I'm very curious to see if Lawrence has that in him. They paid him like he has that in him. He seems to have the arm to do it. He's pretty athletic. He's got pretty good size. He's been relatively healthy until last year where he had some injury problems. So, for me, it's the Jaguars. But really, you could really just put all three of those quarterbacks in a bucket. And would you expect any of them jump up with the top four guys? Because I would bet one of them does. I don't know which one, but you just take the odds of it. You got three really talented quarterbacks, all on organizations that, you know, hit or miss. They don't quite have it together. The Chargers might be more on track for that because you're going to year two of Harbaugh. Herbert is obviously the one that I would say gets the most criticism for not making that big four a big five. It probably should be a big five, but it isn't. Because Herbert, despite having arguably the most talented arm in the league, it's on par with Allen's, or it's at least close to it. I wouldn't put it above Allen's, but it's close. The difference is Josh can throw the ball through the air like nobody in the league. Allen, maybe it's a different throwing motion. He doesn't throw the ball as hard as he used to, which actually might be a good thing. So I don't even know if this might not even be a compliment of Justin Herbert. When you see Herbert throw the ball, though, on a rope, it's like it looks like Aroldis Chapman, 104 miles per hour. Like, nobody in the league can throw it harder. Again, though, I'm not sure that's a compliment because, you know, Allen used to throw the ball as hard as possible, and it's harder for his receivers to catch it. So, he's got a super talented arm. And he's won games. I mean, he's made the playoffs. He's made the playoffs twice. He lost to Lawrence head-to-head. But it just always seems it always snowballs on him. The turnovers, you know, in the playoff game, throwing more picks in one game than he had in the entire regular season is unbelievable. And he doesn't have perfect help around him either. They're improving on that. Ladd McConkey was a really good rookie. He's the one, I would say, of the three that gets the most criticism. Stroud, it's too early. And Lawrence, I don't know why Lawrence doesn't get more, though. Shouldn't he? Shouldn't Lawrence get a ton of heat for not being as good as one of those top four guys? You were hyped like you were going to be that good, and you're not. Herbert was a first-round pick and a top-10 pick, sixth overall, but the hype with him didn't really start until he started performing in the league. So, I don't know. That to me is a very curious storyline overall. The Jaguars to me are the number one team for that. But of those quarterbacks, is this going to remain a big four forever? And it'll just be, you know, you'll have an off year where someone will get hot. Maybe they'll have an elite defense. Maybe they'll have a perfect team and roster. Maybe they'll get a couple breaks that go their way and, you know, a Houston or a New England or someone else, Miami. They luck their way into an AFC championship game. You play enough years, that's going to happen. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl, but nobody would put Joe Flacco in the same tier or category as Brady, Manning, Roethlisberger. So that'll happen. But is this just going to be these four kingpin quarterbacks slugging it out every year for the next decade? Or are one of these other guys going to jump up? Because for this year, I think for two of them, this is a huge year for that. To kind of prove, like, all right, are you just going to be pretty good, definitely not as good as the other four, though, forever? Or are you going to take a step? Because if it doesn't happen in year five, in year six, for especially Herbert and Lawrence, it's going to feel like it's never going to happen. And maybe you out there listening right now, like, you already have kind of decided, I don't think it's ever going to happen. They're just too inconsistent, too rocky. Now, they're not going to be that good. Not as good as what I'm talking about. So I would say Jacksonville. A couple of Twitter answers on this. Of course, New England is coming in. And that's a very Bills-specific answer because they feel like the only team that could jump up and fight the Bills in the division. I don't think they will win it. I don't think they have a good shot at winning it. The thing on the Patriots, to me, that makes me most curious is just, can they capitalize on their schedule? Because they are going to be, like, when the Patriots get to November, they're going to be in it. I think the Bills will win the division, and I bet by the end of it, they'll win by multiple games. It's not going to be a sweat down the stretch. But I would bet you that going into November, it's still very much live. A lot of that has to do with New England's schedule. Not just how easy it is, but the order in which it came in. If you're not familiar with what they're headed for at the start of the year, the Patriots open with Raiders, Dolphins, Steelers, Panthers, then the Bills game, and then after the Bills game, Saints, Titans, Browns. Three of the worst teams in the league. So sandwiched around that Bills game, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games where I would say the expectation is that none of those seven teams are going to make the playoffs. Like right now, if I were doing NFL predictions, Raiders, no. Dolphins, no. Steelers, no. Panthers, no. Saints, no. Titans, no. Browns, no. Like in their first 8 games, they play one team that I would expect makes the playoffs. That's the Bills. What's New England going to be? Are they going to be 6-2? By the time we hit November? I mean, I could still very well see the Bills having the lead, but if they're 5-3 or 6-2, I think the division is still going to be a fight. But by the end of it, I think the Bills are going to be a couple of games ahead. And that they're not going to need week 18 to win it or week 17 to win it even. I think they'll get there. So that's probably the most popular answer that I'm seeing right now on Twitter. I would still go Jacksonville, though, over the Patriots. 803-0550 is the phone number. It is beautiful out today. And if you missed us earlier in the show, I got very spoiled and got very lucky with the weather. Because sounds like I missed the worst weather week in May that we've like ever seen. 50s and raining throughout while I was sitting down on the beach in 92 and sunny. 92, though, not always super comfortable. When we were in the sun, the sand, you know, the sand gets hot. I guess I also learned on this trip that there are different types of sand. Some get, white sand doesn't get hot or as hot. Whereas the regular, the normal, I don't know what we call it, normal sand, whatever sand I was on, and you want to like go take a dip in the ocean, you've got to run. Because it's like you're running on coals. So, this is something I learned. Josh, did you know this? Some sand gets hotter than other sand. Some sand stays cool, others bakes in the sun, and it's just like molten lava on your feet.
I didn't know that's how that worked, but I remember I went to the beach locally here one time, and it was like really hot out, and it was the same thing of like you're walking on it and it hurts.
Ooh, I've never thought about the sand here. And you're not saying because there was like shells and stuff in it. You're saying because of the heat of it.
Oh, I'm not sure, but I didn't know the science of sand until you started talking about it right now.
You're going to Florida next week?
Yes. Yep. Oh, I guess I could test it out.
Yeah. I will be very curious to see what kind of sand you have.
I mean, I'm going to be on the west coast of it, so you were on the
east coast,
right?
I was on the east.
So yeah. Maybe there was a difference.
Like, it was burning the bottoms of my feet. Was sprinting to get to the ocean because it was so hot. Again, listen to me complaining about 90-degree sun while it was 50 and raining here. So sorry. But, you know, you have your consequences of being that hot, too. Had a great time. You know what it was for me? It was the first vacation for me where I just did nothing. Never really did that. I'm always a doer. You know, we're going somewhere. I want to do this. I want to see this. I want to go here that day. This was just a week of nothing. Nothing on the schedule. Just, are we going to lay by the pool or go in the pool or are we going to go to the ocean? Which is right, you know, a two-second walk. I liked it.
That's where we're at in our, like, vacation planning right now is, like, we're talking about, like, places to go, things to do, and, like, what days we want to do stuff. But then I'm, like, in my head, I'm, like, maybe we should, like, set aside a day to just do nothing.
You should definitely, like, I would encourage it.
Yeah.
As someone that doesn't often do that when I go on vacation, I would encourage it. It was great. Well,
this is our first time going to this part of Florida, so, like, we're excited to just kind of explore. But I'm also like, I do want to relax a little bit. I don't want to be go, 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 and then all of a sudden it's over. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's the tough part.
Yeah. The chat, very in on the science of this, by the way. This also feels like elementary school type science, that obviously the white sand reflects the sun because white reflects the sun. Does that make sense? It reflects the sun. It doesn't take the heat in. That's why it's not as hot. I'm assuming that's right. It seems like it's right. And then I get home, and of course, it's perfect weather out yesterday and today. So I'm sorry.
I mean, the rest of the week might not be.
I guess I'm not sorry because I brought it. Maybe I brought it with me. Yeah, the rest of the week, a little rainy. That's fine. 803-0550 is the phone number. Oh, look what ESPN is talking about right now. Better chance to beat Patrick Mahomes and reach the Super Bowl, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen?
By the way, ESPN's ripping every Buffalo fan's heart out this morning because they not only are playing the Eastern Conference final game from 2006.
I've seen that.
They're also replaying the Dalton Kincaid drop.
That's true. What did we do to deserve this? It's just a random Tuesday in May. And, right, if you imagine you didn't know, you weren't following the hockey playoffs, and you're just so demoralized with the Sabres, you can't even stomach it. That you turn on ESPN this morning, right, two things you've seen. Rod Brind'Amour scoring in Game 7. Against the Buffalo Sabres, which, by the way, I never watched those highlights. I never watched that game back. So I haven't seen that goal in a decade that I saw this morning. I should have looked away.
Thankfully, I missed it. So, I was doing the update, and I didn't see it.
That's good for you. Matt Beauvais from Channel 7, Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast here on the Odyssey app, he tweeted out, he woke up this morning, and bam, there's the Brind'Amour goal. So maybe you turned it off. Because, oh, what's going on here? And then you turned it back on at 9:25, and there's Dalton Kincaid dropping the fourth down play against Kansas City last year in the playoffs. Yeah, ESPN's not being kind to us this morning. Show the Bandits goals. Chase Frazier. Behind the back. I haven't seen that one yet on here. That should be like on a little box in the corner.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere.
Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bandit's three-peat. Gotta love it. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you would like to get in on, really anything. If you want to get on the sand, which I think Bill wants to get on now here, or the team you're most curious about that's not the Bills. Bill, stay on hold. We'll get to you right when we come back here on WGR.
That's the opportunity that's right at his fingertips to be able to go out there and play big games and playoffs and, carry a team. That's a great opportunity for him. So it'll be part of the evaluation for sure. I've said this over and over, and I believe Devin Levi is going to be a very good goalie in the NHL. It's really up to him when the time happens. We've been patient. We've wanted to make sure that he's getting the appropriate number of starts the last couple years, making sure that we set him up for long-term success. But I think he's right there. He's had a very good year in Rochester. And, certainly if he can take a step here in the playoffs, it'll be impactful for sure.
Sabres GM Kevin Adams on Devin Levi. The Amerks season comes to an end in Laval. They fall 5-0 in game 5. Amerks season over. There is a conversation to be had about Devin Levi. We'll have it here in a minute. First, though, I want to get Bill in on the science behind the sand. What did I miss, Bill?
Well, Joe, thanks for the call. You didn't miss a lot, but I live down here, as you know, in South Florida. Mm-hmm. Now I'm in Coral Springs, just north of Lauderdale, 20 minutes from sunrise to the hockey games. And I understand why you didn't go. Prices were way astronomical.
They were crazy, yeah.
But anyway, like I said, I live near Coral Springs in a small town, Margate. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you probably know the area. But I'm originally from Sarasota. I've been there off and on since the mid-70s. Now, I can tell you for a fact, I think the Atlantic Ocean stinks. I don't like that pebble sand. But mm-hmm. growing up in Sarasota at Siesta Key, one of the best beaches in the world, sugar sand, white sugar. And as far as your feet getting hot, you're correct. Those pebbles drive you nuts. And you got to wear flip-flops. You can't just walk around barefoot. Yeah. But the West Coast, who's going down? Josh?
Yeah, next week.
Yep. The West Coast is far better than the East Coast ever is. And I've been here many, many years. That's me personally.
Yeah.
There's people that grow up in Lauderdale and Miami and West Palm, Delray. No. They've got nothing on the West Coast from Naples all the way up to the Panhandle. They got nothing.
Now, is that because of the type of sand or the actual Gulf versus the ocean?
A combination of both, Joe.
Okay.
A combination of both. The Gulf is warmer water, obviously. But then, the Atlantic flows into the Gulf and the colder becomes warmer because of the circular rotation of the Gulf of Mexico. But yes, that's a combination of it.
All right.
But the sand by itself is it's picturesque in sunset on the West Coast. All picturesque. Right. The person to ask is your buddy Sal. He's from my neighborhood down there. He's down there from Port Charlotte, Punta Gorda area, Englewood. He knows. He'll tell you.
Yeah. All right.
He'll tell you. It's way better on the West Coast.
All right. Thanks, Bill, for the call.
Thank you.
All right. I'll get with Sal on that, too. Not that I'm going back, at least for a few months. Would like to go to Bill's Dolphins. Still the trip on the schedule I'd like to take more than any, but we'll see. 803-0550, the phone number. Thanks, Bill, for the call. We came in with a Devin Levi clip, and I'm thinking differently about him in the last couple of weeks, and it's not even a total overreaction to the series against the Rocket where he had four moderately tough games. He played really well in game four, an 861 save percentage. The more of it is just it makes you think about their goalie situation and the possibility, which I should probably take into more respect than, like, my normal attitude with Levi is he is gonna figure it out. He is too athletically gifted. He's too talented that he's gonna get there. But it's almost kind of a warning shot, this series, of that does not mean he will figure it out this year.
Yeah, I definitely think that you should be optimistic about what Levi can become. But I've said this before, I don't think you should be banking on him figuring it out, in whatever that may mean, whether it's just consistently staying in the NHL, playing at a high level in the NHL, whatever that may look like. I don't think you want to be banking on that next year and having that be plan A or really even plan B. Mm-hmm. You want to have that be, if it happens, oh, look at this, now we're really in a great spot. Whereas what I think you really need to be wary of is we're going to go into this year thinking Levi's going to be the guy and putting that pressure on him, because there is a chance it doesn't work out. He's still a young goalie. Mm-hmm. He's still an undersized goalie that doesn't have a lot of experience in the league. And those all can lead to a lot of inconsistency and struggles that you can't have if you're looking to be a serious team.
Yeah, exactly. And the idea that they could figure things out, the roster could be well constructed, and you would still have that I almost think of it as a threat.
Yeah.
A threat of you can get everything right outside of goaltending, and your two young goalies
can undo all that.
They really could. They could undo it all on their own. It's partially because they're not talented enough. They're talented. Dahlin is an all-world defenseman. I think he's one of the best all-around defensemen in the league. Thompson's one of the best goal scorers. Paterka's a nice player. Like, they've got good pieces all around the roster. They're also not talented enough, in my opinion, to overcome bad goaltending.
It's hard to be talented enough to overcome bad goaltending. Look at Carolina. Like, last night was different, but a lot of this playoffs, or a lot of this series with Florida has been, they're getting dummied, but they're also not getting any saves.
But they're an example of a team who's been able to do it in the past in the regular season.
Right.
Toronto's been able to do it in the past where you have, you know, I mean, Toronto's got four superstar level players.
Right.
Which is very different than what the Sabres have. So,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, where you can have some success, but you're never going to reach an ultimate, I shouldn't say never, you know, Aiden Hill won a cup. That's,
you're right. No, that's possible, but he gets hot when they do.
Exactly. And that team was incredible.
Like, yep.
You have to be so far and above in terms of separation in your skater roster to make up a large deficit in the crease.
Right.
It's such a critical swing position in the sport that doesn't get the credit for that I think it probably should.
Yeah.
It's so important to have. You don't need to have great goaltending. That's where I think people can get a little cloudy. Like, having a great goalie and having a pretty good goalie is not that different. But having an average goalie and having a bad goalie is the difference between being a borderline playoff team and being last in the league. And I think we've seen a little bit of that with the Sabres recently, where you had, when UPL went on that run, they were right there. Like, they made a push at the end of that season. And then this year, we saw a year where everybody kind of struggled until Reimer took the reins.
Mm-hmm.
And even that's when it got exciting for the only time in the season. Like, it was barely a glimmer of hope, but Reimer came in and started winning games, and everybody was like, what has to happen here?
Right.
We got to win, you know, whatever the numbers were that they came out with, you know, coming out of the not the All-Star break, Four Nations break.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
And they never had the goaltending until it was too late. And you see what an average goaltending performance, which is what they got out of Reimer. He was very good some games. He was average other games. Mm-hmm. He was about what you want out of your goalies. And they won way more than they won the rest of the year.
So that sets up the question for the offseason of what do we think is more likely? That they're just going to ride the young guys into the year with Lucan and Levi, or it'll be something else? It could be anything else. It could be Lukanen and a different veteran. It could be Lukanen and Reimer again. It could be Levi paired with a different veteran. I don't think they're going to trade Lukanen 1 year after signing him to a contract. But there was a blurb from Friedman at the beginning of the offseason that his name is out there.
Right.
Or that his name, how did he exactly phrase it? Other teams in the league believe Lukanen's name is out there.
Exactly.
It was not quite that the Sabres are shopping him. It was more sourced, it sounded like, from other teams.
Yeah, other teams had the idea of what if we could get Lukanen, and
yep.
I guess it hadn't been totally shot down.
Well, and maybe like some sort of hockey trade. The trade that I continue to reference for this is a year after Ottawa signed Jonas Korpisalo to a contract that was almost identical to the one Lukanen signed. They packaged him with a first-round pick and traded for Linus Allmark.
Right.
Is that appeal to Kevin Adams when it comes to another hockey trade? He's made the couple of trades he has made are hockey trades. He has accomplished that. He makes the Cousins for Norris deal. He makes the Mittelstadt for Byram deal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't quite call the McLeod trade a hockey trade because you're giving up a prospect. So two hockey trades. If there's another one, Byram's the favorite.
Yeah.
No doubt, because I think he's getting dealt. Beyond that, though, if there is another one this offseason, I don't want to rule out that they could do that with Lukanen. He knows the pressure that's on, and he knows that goalie's important and that he's got two young guys. And I guess I don't know right now if they thought we just can't go in with the two young guys. That's their starting point is, all right, we got to win this year. We're not going in with two question marks. Well, your obvious follow-up then in that meeting, if you're the Buffalo Sabres, you're Adams, you're the scouts, you're the assistant GMs, whoever's in that meeting, Eric Staal now is in that meeting. The next follow-up is, all right, which is the one we're keeping? Levi's up for a contract. He's an RFA. Lukanen has a deal, would probably have some value around the league. Which is the one you want to go with? Because I might want to bet they'd rather go with Levi. They have talked hype about him. Their belief in him from the outset was this dude is going to be a star.
I think it's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Undoubtedly, if they had to pick one of those two guys, it is without a shadow of a doubt, it's Devin Levi. I don't think there's any world where...
Well, he could be in Rochester. That would be the right other difference. That would be your path to, we're not doing two young guys.
Exactly.
But we're also keeping both in the organization. The way you do that is, we're going to plan on Levi in Rochester again.
And my guy, for my comparison for Levi, has since he's been around, has been Dustin Wolf. And he spent a year longer than everybody thought he needed in the AHL.
As many goalies do.
Exactly. Yeah. And he had won like goalie of the year in the AHL, or even might have been MVP of the league as a goaltender for Calgary's AHL affiliate.
Yeah.
And they put him back there again. And because they had Markstrom was a stud still. We don't have Markstrom. So do you have that ability to say, we're gonna wait on it and give him some more time? Or are you, like I talked about, banking on him being your right solution?
803-0550, the phone number if you want to get a quick call into the start of Extendo Sports. David, we'll try to squeeze you in. Real quick, we want to remind you that June 28th, we're a month from tomorrow. Ride for Roswell. Come join Bulldog WGR's team on Saturday, June 28th, and you'll receive an email when you do join. You can pick up your team t-shirt, water bottle from Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. And if you're not riding or you're unavailable that day, you could still support our cause by donating to the team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Today's going to be a good golf day. We have 8 amazing golf experiences for you with the WGR VIP golf card. One low price, $129. You get Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course, Bobolinks, and Golf Dojo. Your VIP golf card for WGR also hooks you up with a free box of Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf, and you get some deals from Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. Portion of the proceeds benefit PJ Hope. Get all the details and purchase your VIP golf card at getmyperks.com. David and Tonawanda, you got 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I'll make it quick. Just going back to underappreciated Buffalo Bills player, I think. Mm-hmm. Osiris Torrance has been a guy that has come in and done a great job, and you never really hear about the guy. And I think he's helped solidify the offensive line. So I just wanted to throw that into the mix real quick.
Yeah, thanks, David. He was a popular answer on Twitter as well. Right, he came right in as a rookie, started right away, beat out Ryan Bates for that job, and I think he's just been pretty darn solid ever since. I wonder, guards are tough to evaluate, right? Like, who are the best in the league? You can look at Pro Football Focus for that, all-pro nominees and whatnot. But sometimes it just takes years to get that. Yeah, that would be an interesting question. Like, someone that really studies that position, where does he rank among his peers? Because it feels like he's pretty darn solid. I don't know if he's the best or one of the best, but yeah, there's no question about replacing him. Or bringing in competition. We're not quite at does he deserve a contract? But maybe next year we're talking about that. So Torrence is a good answer. All right, that's going to do it for me today on this show. Stay tuned for the Extra Point Show coming up next. OTAs today. We'll hear from Sean McDermott on the Extra Point Show. So stay tuned for that. Get the phone calls in at 803-0550, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. See ya.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.